Pages 8 and 9. Page 8 is on a blue background with the carbon neutral logo on the top left of the page. The title, in darker blue lettering, is Carbon Neutral by 2030, Our Progress in the Last Year. The article is printed over both pages. At the bottom of each page are artists' impressions of local landmark buildings. It begins, "We are committed to becoming carbon neutral across all our buildings and services by 2030, and we are proud of the progress we have made in the last year to reduce our own carbon emissions and help our community with education and support. In February 2022, we started using hydro-treated vegetable oil, HVO, in our garden waste collection vehicles instead of diesel. Diesel is a substantial contributor to the council's carbon emissions, while HVO produces significantly less carbon than diesel. Following the success of the trial, we also started using HVO in our small diesel vehicles. We have approved a rolling vehicle replacement programme for the council's vehicle fleet over the next 5 years. We will procure 15 electric vans and one electric small heavy goods vehicle, HGV, and also look to install a number of electric vehicle charging points at our depot site and other strategic sites to accommodate these. It is estimated that by 2027-28, this programme will have reduced the council's vehicle fleet emissions by 7%, 40 tonnes of carbon equivalent. We also launched a staff campaign, Small Change, Big Difference, which focused on getting employees to think about climate change and how small changes in our individual behaviour can collectively make a big difference. Some of the changes have focused on turning devices off at the end of the day and using the stairs where possible. This has contributed to a 15%, 9.7 tonnes of carbon reduction in electricity emissions in our civic offices. In the wider community, we have successfully implemented energy efficient improvements to 159 properties in our housing stock. Funded in part by a government scheme, the measures focused on solar panels, loft insulation, and upgrading electric storage heaters, helping to improve the comfort and reduce energy bills for our tenants. Together with other councils in the region, we formed the Warmer Homes Consortium to provide fully funded energy-saving measures to low-income households with poor energy efficiency. The scheme has delivered 78 private low-income households with energy-saving measures worth nearly £450,000. We also continue to work with the Local Energy Advice Partnership, which offers low-income and vulnerable residents energy and debt advice free of charge, as well as items such as small energy-saving devices and funding for insulation. Funding was also allocated to our community centres to provide a range of energy-saving products, from LED light bulbs to replacing old energy-inefficient appliances, helping to reduce the carbon impact of these properties for the future. Furthermore, we planted 180 trees as part of the Platinum Jubilee celebrations in Titchfield, and another 21,000 trees at Queen Elizabeth II Platinum Jubilee Park at Daedalus. A further 350 trees were planted at Castle Shaw Park in Porchester to boost wildlife and biodiversity, using a grant from the Network Rail Community Tree Planting Fund. You can find out more about the Council's commitment to climate change at www.fareham.gov.uk/climatechange. And there is a small inset photo of Councillor Sean Woodward with a group of volunteers planting trees.